Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India creating robust semiconductor ecosystem to make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Inaugurates Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi. Rain fury continues across various parts of North India, paralyzing normal life in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Delhi NCR. Government actively involved in relief and rehabilitation efforts in affected regions. Activist Manoj Jarange Patil withdraws agitation after Maharashtra government accepts key demands on Maratha reservation. Death toll from devastating earthquake in Afghanistan crosses 1,400. And Indian Grandmaster Pranav Venkatesh wins Fujairah Global Superstars Chess Tournament in UAE. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi today.
भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर्स की सक्सेस स्टोरी किसी एक वर्टिकल तक किसी एक टेक्नोलॉजी तक सीमित नहीं है। हमें पूरा इकोसिस्टम बना रहा है, ऐसा इकोसिस्टम जिसमें डिजाइनिंग मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पैकेजिंग और हाईटेक डिवाइस यही भारत में उपलब्ध हो। हमारा सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन सिर्फ एक फैब या एक चिप निर्माण तक सीमित नहीं है। हम एक ऐसा सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम बना रहे हैं जो भारत को आत्मनिर्भर और ग्लोबली कॉम्पिटिटिव बनाए।
The Prime Minister highlighted that the global semiconductor market has already reached $600 billion and in the coming years it is expected to surpass $1 trillion. He said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world. Mr. Modi said the world trusts India, believes in India and the world is ready to build a semiconductor future with India.
यहाँ दुनिया भर में सेमीकंडक्टर से जुड़े एक्सपर्ट्स हैं। 40-50 से ज्यादा देशों का यहाँ रिप्रेजेंटेशन है और भारत की इनोवेशन और यूथ पावर भी यहाँ नजर आ रही है। और ये जो कॉम्बिनेशन बना है उसका एक ही मैसेज है, द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट इंडिया, बिलीव्स इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया।
The three-day conference, which began today, will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister will also participate in CEO's roundtable tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi today virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sakh Sehkari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. All registered cluster-level federations of Jivika will become the members of the society. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, through this scheme, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily.
बिहार की माताओं बहनों को आज एक नई सुविधा मिलने जा रही, जीविका निधि साख सहकारी संघ। इससे गांव-गांव में जीविका से जुड़ी बहनों को अब और आसानी से पैसा मिलेगा, उन्हें आर्थिक मदद मिलेगी। इससे वो जो काम करती है, जो व्यवसाय करती, उसे आगे बढ़ाने में बहुत मदद मिलेगी।
The Prime Minister expressed deep pain over the derogatory remarks made by the opposition recently against his mother. He criticized the opposition for targeting his mother, who is no more and had nothing to do with politics. Mr. Modi said he has worked tirelessly for the country every day, every moment, with the blessings of his mother. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh today launched Kapas Kisan app to facilitate seamless procurement of cotton from farmers under the minimum support price scheme. The app will empower farmers with self-registration, slot booking and payment tracking to bring greater transparency and speed to the cotton procurement process. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is one of the best among G20 nations in meeting its sustainability commitments. Mr. Goyal was addressing the CII's 20th Global Sustainability Summit in New Delhi today.
Just like in sustainability or renewable energy, India took rapid strides far beyond the world's expectations. We achieved our 2030 goals more than 5 or 6 years ahead of schedule, having today a 50% renewable energy installed capacity in a 500 gigawatt grid, aspiring to double it to 500 gigawatt in the next 5 years by 2030, and well on track to achieve that. With Make in India products powering away to self-sustainable and self-reliant manufacturing, so that Make in India products help us in this journey.
President Draupadi Murmu today said the banking industry plays a pivotal role in country's growth story. The president was speaking at the 120th Foundation Day celebrations of City Union Bank at Chennai in Tamil Nadu. She said the empowerment of farmers and the rural economy should be a priority of the banking sector. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin in New Delhi tomorrow. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalisation of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day speech last month, had highlighted the importance of the next generation of reforms under GST, which will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to common man, farmers, middle class and MSMEs.
पिछले आठ साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया, और आठ साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे।
Heavy rains continued across several parts of North India, causing landslides and disrupting normal life in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Delhi NCR. The government is actively involved in relief and rehabilitation efforts with rescue operations underway in affected regions. In Jammu and Kashmir, incessant rainfall has led to waterlogging, traffic snarls and difficulties for daily commuters. Meanwhile, the pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi remains suspended for the 8th consecutive day today, owing to persistent bad weather conditions in the Trikut Hills. In Himachal Pradesh, the spell of monsoon rains continues. Our correspondent reports that the Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in districts of Chamba, Kangra and Kullu over the next 24 hours.
With road connectivity blocked in most parts of the state, farmers and orchardists are unable to transport their produce to the markets on time. In tribal district Kinnaur as well as in most areas of Shimla and Kullu, landslide triggered by incessant heavy rainfall have blocked hundreds of roads, bringing the apple trade to a standstill. Similarly, cash crops including tomatoes have been destroyed in the lower regions. Meanwhile, restoration work on roads, communication networks, electricity and drinking water scheme is being carried out on a war footing in the affected areas. Prabha Sharma, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Uttarakhand, landslides triggered by heavy rain have blocked several connecting roads, including national highways and rural routes, causing severe inconvenience to people in the hilly regions. Our correspondent has the details.
All possible efforts are being made by the administration to reopen the blocked roads. Rise in water level has been recorded across all the major rivers of the state. In view of the rain, the government and administration is taking special vigilance. Relief and rescue operations are underway in the disaster-affected areas of Rudraprayag, Bageshwar and Chamoli. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today inspected the disaster-affected area of Luxor in Haridwar and took stock of the situation. He spoke with the affected and assured them of all possible assistance. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rain fall in various parts of the state over the next few days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Punjab continues to battle severe flooding with heavy rains and overflowing rivers worsening the crisis. 12 districts are severely affected, with 29 people killed and hundreds of acres of farmland inundated. Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann today visited the flood-hit villages in Firozpur by boat to assess the situation. Rescue and relief operations are underway on a war footing to evacuate stranded people from flood-affected areas. Delhi today witnessed moderate to heavy rainfall leading to widespread waterlogging and severe traffic jams across the city. The level of Yamuna River has risen and crossed the danger mark after incessant heavy rainfall. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today visited the flood relief camp near Geeta Colony flyover and the old iron bridge to review the Yamuna's water level and the condition of the affected areas. She emphasized that the government is maintaining round-the-clock vigilance. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy rainfall is likely to continue over Punjab, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh and Haryana till tomorrow. In Maharashtra, activist Manoj Jarange Patil ended his five-day fast and called off his protest at Azad Maidan in Mumbai after the Maharashtra government accepted the major demands put forth by him. A delegation led by Maratha Kota subcommittee chief Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil met Mr. Patil and outlined the government's resolutions. One government resolution implements the Hyderabad Gazette, allowing Marathas in Marathwada to be identified as Kunbis, qualifying them for OBC reservation. A second government resolution promises financial aid and jobs to families of those who died during the Kota protests and ensures all legal cases against protesters will be withdrawn by month end. The Election Commission has issued a notice to Congress leader Pawan Khera for holding electoral registrations in more than one constituency. Electoral Registration Officer of New Delhi constituency has asked Pawan Khera to submit his reply by 11 a.m. on the 8th of this month. The notice has been served for having his name as a voter in New Delhi and Jangpura Assembly constituencies. In a major political development in Telangana, Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS MLC K. Kavita was today suspended from the party with immediate effect by her father and party president K. Chandrasekhar Rao for anti-party activities. She yesterday was accused by her cousin and former minister T. Harish Rao and another cousin Santosh Kumar of colluding with Chief Minister Revanth Reddy to defame KCR amid a CBI probe into the Kaleshwaram project. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan has crossed 1,400, with thousands others injured. The massive earthquake of magnitude 6 struck the eastern part of the country on Sunday, with the epicenter located 27 kilometers northeast of Jalalabad. Relief and rescue teams are working to pull out people trapped under the rubble. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest losses today. The Sensex decreased 207 points to close at 80,158. Similarly, Nifty declined 45 points to settle at 24,580. And in sports, in chess, 2025 World Junior Champion Pranav Venkatesh achieved a resounding victory over Grandmaster Alain Pichot of Spain to secure the title at the Fujairah Global Superstars Tournament in UAE. The Indian Grandmaster accumulated 7 points out of a possible 9, finishing a full point ahead of closest competitors Branson Jacobson from the US, Jose Eduardo Martinez Acalanta from Mexico, and Amin Tabat Tapai from Iran. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India creating robust semiconductor ecosystem to make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Inaugurate Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi. Rain fury continues across various parts of North India, paralyzing normal life in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Delhi NCR. Government actively involved in relief and rehabilitation efforts in affected regions. Activist Manoj Jarange Patil withdraws agitation after Maharashtra government accepts key demands on Maratha reservation. Death toll from devastating earthquake in Afghanistan crosses 1,400 and Indian Grandmaster Pranav Venkatesh wins Fujairah Global Superstars Chess Tournament in UAE. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.